Nancy Kane is with AAA Michigan. Good morning, Nancy. I haven't talked to you in a while. How are you?
I'm fine, Tony. How's your summer going?
My summer is going great. As a matter of fact, I spent about 5 hours in a pool yesterday. It was hot up here in Lansing.
Boy, it's been hot. We've had anyone that wanted a nice, warm, hot summer. We got it.
Well, how are gas prices going as we speak this morning?
Well, they're up a little bit, Tony. It just checked for us this morning across Michigan, about $3.55 a gallon. In fact, in the Lansing area, on average, about $3.49. So you folks are a little bit better than the Michigan average. And gas prices are up about 2.5 cents from last week, but they're down from a month ago. A month ago, we were paying $3.80, and a year ago, we were paying $3.79. So they're up a bit, but compared to what they had been, they're doing pretty decent.
Nancy, can we expect these prices to hold steady without any challenges from other sources?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, Tony, and the answer is it depends. Right now, things are working out pretty smoothly. The crude oil price on the world market had been down significantly, which is why we saw prices down a little bit. But recently, there's been some issues overseas, concern that Iran might be having some problems with refineries. And then in Norway, some of the folks there that work in the oil refinery business, they were on strike, and they do produce some of the oil that goes through them. So prices had gone up a bit, but certainly here in Michigan, across the U.S., no problem here. I mean, we've had ample supply of gas. So prices could go up or down. They've been fluctuating a pennies up, a few pennies down. But we don't anticipate any major problems.
A couple of quick questions, Nancy, from emails that I received over the weekend. Number one, is there a resource that drivers can go to find out the latest construction information going on around Michigan?
Yeah, Michigan Department of Transportation, they have a listing. They put it out each week, MDOT, and they give you all the information you need to know. But you should know, sometimes, though, they do pretty much the Michigan, the state projects. There could be local construction that they might not know about, but that's pretty much the best source.
I had two emails, one from a senior who identified herself, and she didn't have to do that. Another one was from a family, and they were wondering, is there a resource to try and find out what's going on around the state? For example, there was so much going on down in Detroit with the golf tournament and the hydroplane races and the port here and the Mackinac races. Is there a resource folks can go to find out about events like that?
Well, yeah, Michigan, the Pure Michigan, you know, that's the travel arm of the state, at Michigan.org. You can go on there and link on, and it tells you all kinds of things, what's happening really in all corners of the state. And like you said, Tony, this was a great weekend, and we got lots more coming up. We're having a great tourism for summer. So Michigan, Pure Michigan campaign, puremichigan.org, and lots of information there.
Thanks, Nancy.
All right, you have a great week, sir.